Let's head to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by El Paso County Commission Chairman Stan Vanderwerf. Stan, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I look forward to talking with your listeners this morning.
Absolutely. Let's start with some of this extra road funding that the County Commission was able to find. It's what, an extra $3 million to go towards improvements to priority roads throughout the county?
That's correct. You know, we had our 1A ballot initiative, and that was not successful here in our last election just a few weeks ago. And we listened to the voters. So we have to keep doing the best we can to put funds into our roads because we have a backlog there. We were, in our last budget deliberations, able to put $3 million into those roads. We had to reduce budget in other areas. That money was just not lying around. So we had to really squeeze pretty tight, and we were able to come up with a little bit more. So that's what we were able to do.
Yeah, you mentioned that the money just didn't come out of nowhere. So what's going to be lacking to take care of this much-needed road improvement since the Tabor clawback wasn't approved?
Yes, a fair amount of those dollars, most of those dollars have came out of some of our economic development initiatives, and a little of that was came specifically from some of the programs that we have to deal with affordable housing, which is unfortunate because that's a big priority as well, but we've got to have our roads repaired. So we basically took some dollars from one high priority and moved it to another one, but we felt that that was the right thing to do.
Let's talk about some of the other issues that the county has been dealing with. I know the health department has been dealing with this surge, this latest wave in COVID cases. We were talking about it. Andrew and I are not the epidemiologists, but we couldn't decide if it's the fourth wave or the fifth wave of new COVID cases. And certainly that comes with a lot of pressure being put on the healthcare system and providers who are trying to find enough hospital beds. Is this something that you think that the county is looking at changing any of the practices that it's doing currently?
So from the point of view of issuing mandates like a mask mandate or a mandate for vaccines, we won't be changing any of that. Having said that, though, we do ask all citizens to do everything they can to follow a family of protocols to be safe. And just keep in mind, you know, the national debate has tended to be vaccine, 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 but there's a whole range of things that people can do, like staying home when they're sick, washing their hands frequently, doing some social distancing, and also wearing masks under certain situations. So our issue is about public agencies issuing mandates, but at the same time, we encourage our citizens to do everything they can to be safe, and don't keep in mind that you can also maybe just go to work a little bit less often, do your work at home using a broadband connection, and all of these kinds of activities taken together become a family of good things to do to keep your family safe this holiday season.
Yeah, and it is definitely something that I see your point that the county doesn't want to have to issue mandates, but could you see any point in the future, noting that, you know, El Paso County continues to lead the state in new cases and, unfortunately, deaths due to COVID-19?
I really do not anticipate that happening here in El Paso County. The challenge with it is it's a constitutional violation. So we have a balancing act that we have to do as elected officials between protecting our citizens to ensure their rights are protected and then protecting our citizens with regard to safety. But I'll make the point that people can still act on their own. So I would encourage people to go to the public health website. There's a huge amount of information on there so people can make their own educated choices about what's right for themselves and their family. And giving that, having said that, I'd also just like to say to your listeners, I'd like to wish everybody a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. Please be safe. And keep in mind, we've had some really difficult times, and Thanksgiving is a time to be with our families, to be grateful for what we have, and to enjoy some time together. And we should really take advantage of that this season.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better ourselves. Stan Vanderwerf, Chairman of the El Paso County Commission, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News, and you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.